Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Community Corner Podcast. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil, and today we're going to be talking about the art of productivity.
Whoa.
So this is a topic, obviously, that's very essential for teenagers, and not just teenagers, obviously, especially adults that are trying to navigate their busy lives, especially in the 21st century. Mm-hmm. And so we all know how distractions can pile up, whether it's on your phone or your friends asking you to come to the movie theater at 7 p.m. It's really tough in this day and age to stay set on top of school, activities, your job, your personal goals, etc. And in this episode, we're going to share some down-to-earth tips and strategies to help you boost your productivity and find that balance.
Okay, so I think it's important to start out by getting a grasp of what actually productivity means, especially in like the context of teenagers. So why should it matter to us?
For sure, you know, I think what's important to know is that productivity is not just about like getting to the point where you're not busy. It's about making the most of your time and energy. It's about efficiency. And this matters a lot because it allows us to excel academically in your own personal endeavors and to pursue your passions while at the same time still have time for those more personal aspects like spending time with your friends, family, and pursuing hobbies.
Exactly. I think productivity, like having essential productivity and procrastinating, kind of have like an inverse relationship. Like if I have bad productivity, like things, and I end up procrastinating more, or like if I don't get things done, it'll get like left till the last minute. And we have so many friends that are really good at productivity and see how that excels them, and we have friends who are really bad at productivity. Like for example, we have one of our friends. We'll name him Dave. Okay, so Dave was really passionate about like getting Val, like being Val, and also playing guitar, right? But both of them have such a high like time,
like a commitment.
Exactly. Yeah. You need such a like high time commitment for them that it was almost impossible for them to go hand in hand. But by setting clear goals, he managed like his time effectively, did really good on his exams, and still rocked it in his like band that he had with his guitar. So it's all about finding that sweet spot.
For sure. I think let's dive into some more of those tips now that we understand what productivity is. So I think one of the biggest things is obviously setting clear goals. You know, there's an acronym I like to use called SMART goals, right? So you want to set, you know, attainable goals, you want to set timely goals, you want to make them realistic, and you want to make them manageable. And this is really important, especially that time thing, I feel like, because a lot of people, especially on New Year's Eve, you know, it's time to set goals. And I think there's some statistic. I remember one of my teachers telling me that it's like, I believe it's like, you know, on the first day, like more than like, you know, the gyms start filling up. And then in February, it's like half of them quit already. And so it's really important to set a very timely goal. Like tell yourself like, hey, I want to accomplish this step of the goal by this date, this step by this date, and here's my overarching goal date. And so by doing this, it makes it easier for you to stay motivated because you can keep yourself in check. Exactly. And so you really want to break those tasks into some smaller chunks.
Yeah. Speaking of smaller chunks, there's this thing my dad used to always say, right? Or another common workplace phrase is, how do you eat an elephant, right? And first it might sound like, what the hell, like, what do you mean eating an elephant? But it's like a very practical like metaphor where it's like, how would you approach climbing Mount Everest? How would you approach eating an elephant? At hand, it looks like such a big task, like, oh my God, I have all this thing. And it obviously, it is a very challenging, big goal, and that might demotivate you to even start trying. But if you break it up into small little chunks and put little rewards at everything, like for example about Mount Everest, okay, get to checkpoint one, like reach the top of this little hill, there's, you know, then after that you can give yourself a little reward, then you can camp out for that day. Or for example, eating the elephant, you start with the leg, then go for the arm, then go for the trunk. You know, obviously it's a very brutal metaphor, but it's just a way of thinking of things. You know, it helps you set a clear goal in mind. Another thing about setting goals is you have to set exactly how you implement and what you have to sacrifice, right? The number one thing with goals, and then if you want to achieve anything in life, right, which especially in this case productivity, is you have to give up something, right? You can't just have what you want. You can't just get what you want, yeah? Like, for example, let's say I want to go to the gym every single day, right? Or let's say I want to get built. How do I do that? I have to go to the gym every single day. Where do I make time? I don't have any time. you have to cut back on certain things. Oh, I can't watch TV after school anymore. I can't scroll on TikTok for 4 hours every night, right? Just to make up that time. So people have to sacrifice something to get what they want. And that's what effective goal setting is, which helps the productivity.
Right. I mean, like you said, there's literally only 24 hours in a day, and you really got to budget that time properly. And one of the biggest things that often prohibits people from doing that is procrastination.
Yep.
I know me and Arnav can personally attest to that. And I know a lot of our viewers can, not to call you guys out, but if we're being honest with ourselves here. And so obviously there's a lot of ways that teenagers especially can overcome this, and even young adults and adults as well. And one really popular technique is the Pomodoro technique, which really helps you stay in focus. And so you work with full focus. So you work on whatever task it is for 25 minutes, and then you want to follow that up with a 5-minute break. But what's really important about that is that you don't look at your phone, because that will make you fall into that kind of loop, that cycle of watching TikTok for an hour. Mm-hmm. And so that helps you keep things on track, and you're taking meaningful breaks, right? Where you're keeping yourself in check by, you know, understanding what you've accomplished by the end of the 25 minutes, while also giving yourself a little bit of a breather.
Exactly. And with that way, it doesn't feel like you're cramming for 4 hours. It feels like, oh, you're sitting here and there while having some nice little breaks. Like, in those breaks, go downstairs, talk with your parents for a bit, go talk to your sister, go play ping pong for like 2 minutes, whatever, right? Just, you can't do anything that is too much...
too much distracting, too much dopamine.
Exactly. Yeah, because once you get sucked in, it's hard to like get out of it.
For sure. And I know, like, you know, I for one can talk about, vouch for my, you know, overcoming procrastination. I know, like, back in the day, in like 6th or 7th grade, I used to be a big procrastinator with my assignments. Now, I didn't even have much to do after school. I was in the band and I played tennis. That was pretty much it. I wasn't really involved in any clubs or anything, but I really just struggled with getting my work done, especially in some of my tougher classes like English for me. And so the way I started budgeting my time was, once I hit COVID, I know a lot of people, that was the kind of the time where a lot of people started slacking off. But for me, that was the time where I really started building that up. And so I think I gained a little bit of maturity, and I was able to start researching a lot of techniques that worked for me. And one of those was the Pomodoro technique. It really helped me keep in check. And another thing that really worked for me personally was writing down my goals, right? Writing down what I wanted to accomplish on my whiteboard, and writing that step by step. By this month, I wanted this. And I wrote multiple goals, not just one goal, but like, what did I want to accomplish with my grades? You know, I wanted to have, in, let's say, a 97 in X class or whatever it is. I wanted to, you know, achieve this weight goal, achieve, you know, this goal in terms of my physical standards. I wanted to spend this much time with my family, et cetera. And I wanted to develop these relationships with my people. And so that's really how, in this day and age, I'm able to manage a lot more stuff now, especially being able to manage this podcast with all my school stuff as well.
Exactly. And it's really important to find that balance, right? And with effective productivity, people can find that balance and find that place in their life where they feel like, okay, I'm good, I'm settled, and this is how I want my life to go. Another tip that really helps me is start out productive in the morning, and it'll carry on throughout the rest of the day. Now, what do I mean by that, right? People say make your bed. And back in middle school, I was like, what's the point for me making the bed if I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna mess it up anyway? But that's not the point. The point of making your bed is to have that very first little success of the day, the first little win, like a little check in the to-do list. And once that goes, it kind of motivates me to be productive for the rest of the day, right? Another thing is taking a cold shower in the morning. For me, that, it obviously is different for everyone, but for me, that's something that motivates me, that gets me up, that gets me energized, and that gets me going out through the day and being productive. A lot of times when I don't get that first win, the rest of my day becomes a slump. I get into this little funk, and it's hard to get out of it for the day. So if I start out the day with a win, the rest of my day goes great because I'm motivated to be productive for the rest of the day. So that's just another tip. Start out the day strong, and it'll probably carry over.
For sure. I think, like, overall, there's this misconception that productivity just means that you're, like, overworking yourself, that you're, you know, just working 24/7 to achieve your goals. But that's simply not the case. It's just about budgeting your time correctly. You know, work smarter, not harder.
Exactly.
And that's not to say that you shouldn't be putting effort. You should, but it's just understand how much effort is too much. You don't want to face burnout, right? You definitely still want to leave that time for friends, for family, to just chill and unwind after a long day. And so it's really about achieving your goals while still making time for the things you love. And so with that said, I'd like to thank you guys for hanging out with us on the Community Corner podcast today. We hope this episode has given you some very practical insight and made the idea of staying productive just a bit more manageable. Remember that the corner is where we all gather. And productivity can help you make the most of your time. And so until next time, take care and stay productive. Peace. Peace.